Good morning, everyone. Russ Martin, and we're pleased to have with us today the chair for the Wreaths Across America General Van Rensselaer Chapter, Cindy Stath. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Russ.
You and others are having a special event that's coming up in December, but before we get to that and the specifics, tell our listeners about the national Wreaths Across America.
Absolutely. Wreaths Across America is a nonprofit, volunteer-driven, volunteer-led effort to remember our fallen veterans with wreaths of remembrance throughout the country. Last year, there were over 3,200 cemeteries that participated in about 3.2 million wreaths that were placed on veteran gravesites. We strive to remember every veteran that we can by not only placing the wreath at their gravesite, but to also to say their name out loud. And I don't remember the exact quote or who said it, but the gist of it is that you die twice, when your physical body dies and the last time someone says your name. We are determined to keep the memory of our veterans alive by saying their name as we place that wreath of remembrance.
What will be specifically taking place in December, the date and any ceremony or activity that you might have planned?
Wreaths Across America Day is December 17th. We have 13 cemeteries around the Rensselaer area, including what I kind of think of as the big three, Weston Cemetery, Memory Garden Cemetery, and this year we added Mount Calvary Cemetery, and then 10 different cemeteries out kind of in the country around town. We will start with a kind of an opening ceremony at 10 o'clock at the community building at the Jasper County Fairgrounds. The Fair Board has been very supportive and has opened the doors for us. So we'll be inside out of the weather for at least a little while. From there, then we'll kind of deploy volunteers a little bit systematically to the various cemeteries. Then we'll wrap things up with kind of a new element this year, thanks to donation from a community member. And the Ladies Auxiliary of the American Legion is preparing a volunteer lunch. And it'll be held at the VFW Hall. And both those organizations, of course, as you know, are all about taking care of and honoring our veterans. So they're two of our biggest partners. So we're going to have lunch after we've been out in what will probably be a chilly day and have some chili and some desserts prepared by the DAR ladies, and it'll be a good day.
Well, you mentioned volunteers, and for people listening to this that would certainly like to take part in that effort, how would they make their wishes known?
The best way is to go to our website, which is wreathsacrossamerica.org/IN0117. From that website, you can either sponsor a wreath, which there's still time to do that if you have a friend or loved one you'd like to honor, or you can volunteer by clicking on the big red volunteer button. That will help us know how many people may participate. If online is not your thing, you can email me directly at Cindy Stath, that's CINDYSTATH @att.net, or you can call me at 219-322-1203. I would remind people that it's December 17th. It's probably going to be cold. I often say it's always colder at the cemetery than you think it's going to be. But I also would remind people that, you know, our military members, our first responders, they don't get a choice if the weather's crummy that, oh, I'm not going to go to work today because it's cold and I don't want to. We're going to be out there placing wreaths no matter what. If there's a blizzard, I may reconsider. We're going to do this no matter what the weather is, so dress accordingly. The other thing I would say is you're going to get a whole lot more out of this than you realize. It's a very meaningful, moving day for a lot of reasons. You were there last year, and I remember you and I commented, people just kept coming to help. It was amazing. It was just amazing. And they scattered like ants at a picnic, getting the job done. And it's just so rewarding. So if you're looking for an opportunity to honor a veteran, whether it's somebody you know or just somebody that you feel may have been forgotten, we've got an opportunity for you. And we'll get started promptly at 10 o'clock at the fairgrounds, and we'd love to see a big crowd. The other thing I would mention is that, as I said earlier, it's not too late. If you have a friend or loved one or just want to participate by sponsoring a wreath, as I said, you can go to that same website, or you could drop off a donation at Alliance Bank. Our chapter treasurer happens to be the branch manager there, which is kind of handy. So you could drop off a donation at Alliance Bank and just tell them it's for Wreaths Across America, and they'll take care of it.
Our guest today has been Cindy Stath, who is chair of Wreaths Across America, General Van Rensselaer Chapter, and it's a very worthwhile event, Cindy, having been there last year, and best wishes to you, and thanks for talking with us today.
It's my pleasure, Russ. It's always good to talk to you, and thank you for your support.